In terms of the impact on recurrence rate, would you agree with the statement that all things being equal, by adding trastuzumab, you knock the recurrence down by about 50%?
I think it's the best drug we have.
Would you agree with that number?
Yes. Across the board, if you look at virtually all the trials, it comes in that ballpark. And although the drug has toxicity, the drug toxicity is actually, in my estimation, is less than you see with most cytotoxic chemotherapies.
So if you kind of look at this numerically, you calculate what the woman's risk of recurrence might be without any therapy. In a situation like this where the tumor is ER positive, you have to factor in, okay, now it's going to be dropped down to some extent by hormone therapy. If you were just to use chemotherapy, it would knock it down a little bit. And then you come to that number. And so then you're saying that number gets cut in half by trastuzumab.
Yes. I think the biggest issue that we're going to have to face over the next 3 or 4 years is to try to dissect out which patients do not need all this therapy, and that we're obviously over-treating some patients and possibly under-treating other patients. Whether or not genomics hopefully will allow this, I don't know. But right now, we would be basically giving that woman the kitchen sink.
What else would you tell her to expect in terms of possible side effects or problems with the trastuzumab?
You can get interstitial pneumonitis with it, for it's rare. The trastuzumab has a small amount of mouse in the combining areas of the antibody in the FAB segment, so therefore it's possible to get allergic reactions to it because it's not completely humanized.
How often do you see that?
I haven't seen it, but it's been reported. Otherwise, except for cardiac, I really have not seen any major problems.
How do you find women reacting to having to come in for a year for intravenous therapy in this situation?
I don't think anybody's happy. To be chained to the physician's office or chained to the institution for a year is a tremendous problem with lifestyle, plus the issue then at that point of dealing with mortality and not being able to do, when you don't know if you have limited time or not, what you would really like to do, I think is a major issue. And we don't know how much is needed to get that reduction of risk ratio of 0.5. There is the FinHERA trial, which was an underpowered trial, which was a very interesting neoadjuvant trial, which only gave 9 weeks of trastuzumab up front, which showed benefit. So how much is enough is unclear, but that's a major issue, yes.